We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 68. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason, the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Amory from mytakeontv.com. And my shoulders feel like tiny little cat scratches are just dragging up and down them. Just thought I'd let you know.
Sorry, Amory.
It's okay. It's funny that there's only two spots on my own. Like, everything that was in the rain, not the rain, in the sun.
Did you get a rain burn?
I did. I got a rain burn. Yeah, just two spots on my shoulders that when I lift my arms above my head, it feels like death. But whatever. I'm sure the cath is much worse, so I don't feel so bad. Anyway.
How did that suitcase putting in the overhead go?
It worked out just fine. I traveled business class on the way home. It was very comfortable. I didn't have to touch the person next to me. And I was reading two scripts on the way home. And the flight attendants, I was then their favorite passenger. And they all swarmed around me to talk TV, which I thought was hilarious. And the one guy's like, do you work for TNT or something? Because I was reading Rizzoli and Isles, their new show. And I was like, no, I just have scripts. That's all. They were intrigued. And I was happy to hear that they hate 2.5 Men, too. So Johnny and Matt and Mario, what up?
Because
they may start to listen. You never know.
True.
Mr. Johnny Moose. Aladdin. Never had a friend like me.
Amory. Oh. Never mind.
What?
Nothing. All right. Let's move on to news.
Moving on to the news. In sad news, ABC Family has canceled 10 Things I Hate About You. And I'm considering drafting a letter called Dear ABC Family, 10 Things I Hate About You. That's it. I mean, I would list the 10 things then. Like the fact that Secret Life continue and they make us worry about Greek and they cancel 10 things.
They it just
just blows my mind. Oh, it just frustrates me to no end. Anyway, that's sad.
That one is really sad just because it's a really solid little show.
Yes, it is.
They don't have anything to pair it with, and so it just kind of died there on its own.
Yes. And in sad, not sad news, happy news, TNT has renewed Southland for a surprising third season. Because I was convinced it wasn't coming back.
Yeah, I was a little surprised with that one, just because of how, I don't know exactly how much, but it seems like being that it was filmed on, you know, sort of an NBC-style budget, that the ratings weren't good enough that they would have brought it back for, unless they've really figured out a way to pare it down somehow.
I'm sure they'll figure something out. They're going to have to go to a cable budget, but it's still going to be awesome, and I still love them. And so I'm excited. As of May 31st, the Fine Living Channel will become the Cooking Channel. I actually saw my first commercial for the Cooking Channel in Orlando this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was when you were trading your car.
Well. Oh.
It was when I woke up at 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning on vacation. So that's interesting. Syndicated show Legend of the Seeker will not be back for a third season. I've never watched any of that, so okay.
That one I'm actually... Well, I'm not surprised that they canceled it because they lost, I forget exactly, but they lost the biggest syndicator that was buying the show, and they weren't being able to find enough other TV stations to put it back on, so that kind of killed it. But I'm surprised that they did so. The show was getting 2+ million viewers, and it seems to me these days for a syndicated show that plays sometime on the weekend in different places, you know, at different times around the country, that's a pretty good number of people that have found your show. And so I was kind of surprised that that wasn't enough for this group of stations to buy it for a third season.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I never watched it. But in good news, FX has renewed Justified for a second season. That was announced today. Back around the same time it came back this year, or it started this year. So that's exciting. And... first pickup really has started to come. We're like 3 weeks away from Upfronts. So NBC has picked up J.J. Abrams' new show, Undercovers, for next year, starring Boris Kojo and a British woman whose name I cannot pronounce and will not try to on the podcast. About a married couple of spies, right?
Yep. You get back
in. I heard people nervous about this being picked up because they're like, but Chuck's a spy drama. But I tend to look at it as, yes, Chuck's a spy drama. So is Undercovers. Maybe they're building some kind of night out of it. Don't worry yet, folks.
Yeah, and when has it been a bad thing or for another show that's similar these days? I mean, that would mean CBS would never pick up anything.
Right, right. So that's the news. I'm sure there's other things going on, but that's what we cared to tell you. So it's time for Prime Time. I have not watched TV since last Wednesday because I was traveling and enjoying fun times with the Sculpt the Doors crew. And we were at Universal and we were at the pool and I got burnt to a crisp, except for my scalp, because that's the only place I put suntan lotion, because I didn't want my scalp to burn, because I don't care about peeling anywhere but my scalp, because then it makes it look like I have dandruff. Who's with me?
I can see that.
Yeah, there you go.
Except that you could put it other places so that...
Oh, yeah, but my tan, or my sunburn, on like my lower arms, my legs, my neck, my face, it's all tan now. It's just that I burnt my shoulder so bad that they're still taking a little more time. Anyway, everybody really cares about that. So our first episode of TV to talk about is Chuck, Season 3, Episode 14, Chuck versus the Honeymooners. I really liked this episode, guys. Good. Glad everybody else agrees.
I love this episode. I thought it worked really well. I think it showed that they can put them together and still, you know, there's mm-hmm. plenty of places to go with that style. But I also think that part of why it worked really well is because of what came before, and that if you hadn't had all of that, that this episode might not have seemed as good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just probably one of the most fun episodes that they've done in a while.
At least recently, yeah. For sure.
Where everything was, even though people got captured and things got, you know, things happened and whatnot, it still was, just from start to finish, was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I don't know that I agree that everything had that came before it had to come before it to be so fun, but...
Brick Ralph, cough, cough.
But I did enjoy the episode a lot. In fact, it really highlighted for me how much I haven't enjoyed the rest of the season. I mean, right. I enjoy the season, but this was the first time this season that I really was like, oh my God, I love the show.
Right. And for it to be 15 episodes anyway. 15 episodes into a season, it's like, now's not the time. The time was 15 episodes ago.
Exactly. I mean, I enjoyed the episodes that came, most of the episodes that came before, but not in the same way I enjoyed this one. So it just was fun all the way through. And
great music all the way through.
Exactly. I hope it continues for the next five episodes.
Years? Yeah, me too.
Both.
Yeah, that's a discussion for another time. All right.
Right. Anyway, so that's Chuck. We loved it. We're glad it was good, and we'll keep watching. Here's a show where I know we're going to disagree. Glee. Season 1, Episode 16, Home. God, I was bored in this episode. I was so bored. I usually watch Glee episodes two or three times. I watched this once and had trouble getting through it.
I fast-forwarded through some of it.
Like, what did you fast-forward through? Like, you didn't watch it at all? You just, something started?
I fast-forwarded through Kurt singing, what was that song that he was singing to?
I don't even know what song it was. A Burt Bacharach song, maybe?
The one in the middle. Oh, my God.
Sang to him and pointed to him in the band room, and then Puck whispered to Kurt, "Are you gay?" And I thought that was pretty funny, but I felt the song was pointless and...
Yeah, I fast-forwarded through that one. I fast-forwarded through something. Oh, did I get cut off before the end of the episode, and I didn't even go... Oh, yeah, the last song got a little cut off, and I didn't even go look it up.
Yeah, me either. I mean, I'd seen it, but I still didn't, like, care.
I didn't care. Here's my problem with it, really. Because I do, in fact, love Kristen Chenoweth. But I felt that the storyline here and all of the singing here was done just because she can sing so well. Like, right. The only reason that April got the kind of storyline she got was because of that, not because April, the character, deserved that kind of attention from us. And I felt like it was a waste that, I mean, it was nice that both Kurt and Mercedes got some focus this episode instead of everybody else getting focus, but they still could have given focus to even more people if they had just not given the entire focus to the guest star.
So. I agree with that.
Yeah, it did seem that, like, I mean, what did she have, like, 3 songs in the episode?
Yeah.
And it did seem a little bit that way, like, there
4, if you count the first duet. They didn't sing all of Fire in the episode.
I think also, I didn't know most of the songs, so that bugged me.
They were all very...
It's not like I have to know... It's not like I have to know every song. It's just that I felt like they could have been a little more well-known.
It was very Broadway.
Yeah.
Which I don't actually have a problem with that at all. It's just that they usually have a good mix so that you're being exposed to multiple types of music in one episode.
Exactly. I don't know. I guess a lot of people were saying, like, no, I think it was the best storyline-wise, you know, like it actually had a plot, but I don't feel like I don't get why, like you said, I don't get why April needed to come back. That plot could have been done with someone else, you know?
I don't even understand the plot with Will. I was very confused about what was happening. Like, I don't really understand it. Like, it doesn't make sense with what else has been happening with him, so... The Kurt stuff felt like Kurt was not really consistent with how he's behaved previously. I mean, it is a little bit because he's reacting to the way his father is reacting to Finn, but other than, like, he, you know, he usually is more empathetic, so I couldn't quite believe that he was being quite as harsh as he was being.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely seemed overall, I think the episode seemed like a huge tonal shift from the last episodes where, like, every storyline was sort of sad.
Right.
There wasn't, I mean, even if there was, you know, a positive outcome, like, for Mercedes and stuff like that to the storyline, there was still, just overall, there was, like, a real sadness to the whole episode. Like, so it was hard to have as much fun as even the previous episodes. I think the story was good for Kurt and Finn and their parents and stuff like that. But, yeah, it really seemed a little too much, though. And also that it's all of a sudden, boom, and they sort of flash back and show how it started and stuff like that.
Are we talking about Finn's parents?
Yeah, his parents getting together. I mean, their parents getting together and how it happened and stuff like that. But I think he was sort of missing part of what was happening was that he had, I mean, he was doing makeovers on Finn's mom, and while he was bummed about his relationship with his father,
he was missing out on the
relationship that he had with, a female role model or be around. And so, yeah, it was just, all the way down to the very end with the urn on the chair and the moving it and him sitting down and Kurt, like, very stalkerish, like, standing outside the back door, you know, looking in.
Mm-hmm.
It was all kind of creepy, even.
And I'm sure that half of what happened in this episode will be forgotten in next episode. It's just the way this show works.
Well, yeah, and that was the other thing, is I know as they move things around so that certain characters... you know, get, like, their own episodes. But it was also kind of strange. It felt kind of strange that Rachel was completely a background character in this episode.
Well, which is good, because she can be abrasive in too many...
Well, yeah, but it just seems like that there's usually something a little bit, or whatever, that revolves around. And so it was interesting that this episode seemed to be where they took a couple of the, not total side characters, but a little more... and gave Kurt and Mercedes sort of the forefront in the episode.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's certainly not making me want to turn the show off, nothing like that, like, going forward, but they can't do episodes like that if they want me to continue being into it. So you're on warning. Well, you're on a very light warning. I'm never going to stop watching. But you don't want to go the way of How I Met Your Mother, Glee, and be removed from my DVR. So that's your warning.
The worst threat ever.
Well, there's no real threat. I'm not going to stop watching, but I have to put it out.
There's nothing behind it.
Moving on. Modern Family, Season 1, Episode 21, Travels with Scout. Ray, did you watch this?
Yes.
I've been talking all weekend about my favorite scene. I thank God I wasn't drinking anything or like eating anything when Luke ran through the screen door. It caught me so off guard. I was laughing like hysterically and really loud, and it was just so funny. Oh my God, that kid.
So I take it that you never saw any promo for the episode throughout the week leading up to it.
I didn't at all.
That's a good thing, because that was in the promo. And
oh.
And being one of the funniest moments of the whole episode, that was...
Boy, I'm glad I fast-forwarded through commercials.
That was there, and so I was a little disappointed that way, because I'd already seen it. But there was enough... It was still funny when it happened, but I knew it was coming, you know?
Right.
And so it didn't... The second time, it didn't quite hit me. But the rest of the episode with him, where they talk about how the dog got out of its carrier,
mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they look over and Luke's stuck in the carrier, he can't get out.
Right.
And at the end of the episode, when he goes running off down the street following the motorhome when his grandpa's leaving, and they're trying to call him back, that whole parallel with the dog and Luke was so well done.
Yeah, it was very funny. Yeah, I thought that it was a very good episode. I don't know. I love Fred Willard, so anytime I can see Fred Willard, it's awesome.
Him as Phil's dad. I mean, that's
right.
That's one of the best casting things I've ever seen. I mean, those two together with the I'm trying to be serious, Dad, but that was good stuff right there. You know, top. I mean, their whole dynamic and stuff. What do you mean we don't talk? He pranks me 3 or 4 times a week at work.
Right. Totally what you expect from Phil's family. And I loved that. I mean, I loved the two of them. The only thing about Back to You that I liked were like 3 things. Him, Fred Willard, Ty Burrell, and Josh Gad from and then to see Fred Willard and Ty Burrell back together, I love it. Yeah, great. I mean, I love seeing Cam as the drummer and taking over. And you know that anytime he's involved, he's going to take it to the next level and just kind of drum until his heart's content. I don't know. I just loved it.
The moment he had his moment that,
yeah,
and then it kept going.
Turns out I could have gone to someone's party and come back.
I'd like to know if this episode was shown out of order, because just wasn't it last week or the week before that Cam needed to get back home to Lily, and then this week I need to have some of my own time away from Lily.
Oh,
so it was just a little weird to me that came back to back like that.
Huh. Yeah, they kind of do that a little bit where I don't think they're really out of order, but they don't really totally
follow a Bible or a script
or
not a script Bible.
Yeah, sort of a they don't really follow along exactly. Like they really do stuff in an episode because it's going to be funny, not necessarily because right. It totally makes sense with something that they've done before. And on that was also the episode where Jay takes Manny to the scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, it was.
Well, I thought that whole thing was laid out pretty well to the conclusion of the guy being in the window with sort of the yellowish light background and stuff. I thought, you know, I thought it was laid out really well and it was funny. But what was weird to me is it didn't seem like Manny would be the one that would get scared, like of the kids on the show, because he always comes across as older.
I think that's the point, that he always comes across as older. They would never have known that.
Yeah, I know. That's but
he would be the guy.
It just seemed. It just seemed like it didn't totally work. Even though I laughed all the way along with all the stuff that was happening, it just seemed a little odd to me because he's usually the one that. I mean, he's usually the one that comes off so much older than his actual age.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sort of didn't work, but. But then, like I was saying, is they kind of do stuff because it's funny, not necessarily because it always fits with everything else. And so that kind of right. felt that way to me. But, I mean, from the start to the finish, they really laid that one out throughout the episode for a good punchline there at the end. And and Jay talking to the camera about he and his dad and what he was hoping for, and then the realization of that. Wait, is that why my dad used to do it? And that was the writing on the episode overall. All the different storylines were really good, including Cam's, you know, this is awkward.
Drumming.
No, right. This is awkward. Oh, wait. Awkward for me.
Right.
But yeah, that was, it's hard to say because there's been so many good episodes, but every time there's like a really good episode, I go, well, that's like one of my favorite episodes of the show so far. But then it's hard to say that it's like in the top five. Because
the show's in its first season.
But it's in its first season, but there's so many. If I actually went back and thought about it, it might not actually land in the top five, but right now, fresh in my head, it seems like one of my favorite episodes.
All I know is that I'm done listening about this show. I loved it, and I'm like, I can't listen anymore. I know everything that happened in the episode. I watched the episode. Oh my god, I wish In-N-Out Burger was in Pennsylvania. Sorry, I just thought about wanting that for dinner.
I wish In-N-Out Burger was farther north.
Yeah.
They could still stay on the Pacific, but if they came farther north, would be good.
Anyway, okay. That was my randomness for the day.
Well, the closest one to me is in Redding, California, so...
Oh, so you have to fly to really it. Well.
Long, it's a really long drive.
Yeah. Cougar Town, Season 1, Episode 21, Letting You Go. Now, I'm not exactly sure why we put this on the list, other than I haven't really watched anything, and I said I could say that I watched it, but
that's pretty much.
Did you have something specific, or was it just that you liked this episode? Because I loved this episode.
No, I was... Well, two things. I was kind of looking for other things to add to the... Some other shows to add
we were
to the
just
episode.
To fill the schedule,
but there was... Honest. But I did have something. Is this was the while I thought the episode was funny, and some of the stuff worked. It all part of the episode really felt like a little bit like they reverted back to early in the season, and I don't know exactly how to explain it, but
yeah, I think Courtney Cox is a little over the top in this episode.
Yeah,
but
I think that's where it went a little bit that direction. I mean, they tend towards that a little bit. Overall, but
I just realized I totally should have done the watching Amory sleep thing this weekend.
You totally should have. I would have been so freaked out.
Well, if you and the rest of the group were sitting around with a glass of wine watching her sleep, that would have.
That's what I mean. I should have organized everybody to come in and be doing the. Oh, we were just watching you sleep.
Oh, love it. I love Dan Bird, so to see him get like a good. Episode and, you know, a good family episode for them. And then, of course, you know what happens at the end. Who said it was about time? And Ray's like, who cares? It's not about time. It's the first season.
Dan and I both said it. You and Kath, I think, were the ones who were like, it's about time. And I'm like, I was about time. It's the first season.
I didn't say it was about time. Don't let me in there. Don't let me in there. I'll throw out my bad attitude.
I thought it was early.
Because then my argument was that Bill likes to throw people together and then screw them up down the line.
Yeah.
So
I didn't think it was too early because of that, his history with that. But I just thought it was funny that it's about time. I'm like, really, about time?
It's only been 21 episodes.
Every other show would wait till at least, you know, second or third season before that happens.
And then, or the fifth season and then still have them not together and then make Amory really pissed off. Hard Anthony.
Bones.
Anyway, so yeah, just another good episode. It's getting better to me every week. Not better every week, but I'm liking it. I'm enjoying it. I'm keeping it in my rotation. I think that it's one of the shows I do watch every week on its night. Like Wednesday comedies, Thursday comedies. There's only so many shows that I really can watch on their night. And it is in that group. So that's exciting for them.
Can I ask
I mean,
one question?
You sure can. What if I said no? Yeah. No, Ray.
I would still ask it, as you well know.
You can't.
I'm sorry, but you're only allowed one question, though.
Busy Phillips, what's her name in the show?
Lori.
Lori's boyfriend, it was weird to me, because I guess because I don't watch the show regularly. However, Mona watches it, so sometimes I'm in there when she's watching it. And I thought it was weird that I just saw, like, it seems like just a couple episodes ago, her boyfriend leave for school. Right. And all of a sudden she's like, he's done with law school. And I'm like, really? Because the rest of the show is not happening in that kind of time.
It's not. You're right. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, I thought the same thing about, like, why... Anyway, you know what I mean? Like, why it was so rushed? Because
not,
he did...
Right?
Was he just home for a vacation?
Possibly. That's what I was asking, if you knew.
But
whether...
they didn't really write it that way, so I wasn't positive.
Yeah, that... I've seen all the episodes, and it still seemed really weird to me. The terminology that they used, you know, that he was back... I don't know, back from law school or something like that. It just...
Right. It was the way she said he was... I don't know. I thought she said finished. Maybe that was what threw me.
Well, yeah, because it sort of seemed like he was back for good. You know, that...
Exactly.
That's the way it seemed.
And it just felt odd because, like, you know, in any other show, in any other sitcom, it could be, like, that the time has passed and we just don't know it's passed. But in this particular case, because her son, in the city, and they were talking about colleges and stuff, you're like, well, obviously a lot of time has not passed because... Can't really happen that way. But anyway, I just wanted to know if it was just something I noticed or if it was something that other people noticed. So that's it.
Right.
I wasn't really complaining about it.
It wasn't just you.
All right. So that's Cougar Town. Moving on to Happy Town. Season 1, Episode 1, In This Home on Ice. Well.
This show is too much.
Okay.
awkward silence.
Yeah. There's like too many things in it. I mean, it's not that a show with a large cast can't work.
Right.
But when each portion of the large cast all seem to be part of different shows as part of the whole, it seems a little, like I said, too much going on. I mean, you've got the Romeo and Juliet storyline, and you've got sort of the creepy mystery thriller and then just sort of the small town drama full of odd characters and stuff, but it just, you know, there's so much going on. And then you have, for me, you have the combination of actors that you have seen in other things and have liked in other things, along with other actors that are, and stuff that's going on that's unbelievably bad. Yeah, altogether, it doesn't work for me at all.
Here's the thing, and this is like one of the smallest things, but just something I always harp on or think about with Josh and Andre and Scott, the creators of the show, in October Road, and not so much in Life on Mars, but in October Road, everybody had a stupid nickname. You know, like Stinky Pete and Big Cat, and like everybody had stupid nicknames, and like life... Not every single person that you encounter in life has a nickname. Not everybody needs to be Pizza Girl and Stinky Pete and Big Ben and Tall Guy and Short Guy and Happy Man and Magic Man and Creepy Guy and Bird Person. Like, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen that way. Unless you're in my Link freshman class with me and my best friend Crystal, because let me tell you, we had a nickname for everyone, including someone named Beetlejuice and a guy named Shoes. Anyway.
But nobody named Root Beer?
Nobody named Root Beer. Good Lord. I don't know. It was just trying so hard to be, I don't know, interesting. And it was like Twin Peaks if Twin Peaks was bad. And October Road if October Road was a little bit better. So it like steps up from that and steps down from Twin Peaks and it makes a mediocre Eastwick. I don't know. But see, my problem is, and I've said this repeatedly, is that when I talk to people from a cast, I want to love the show. I want to enjoy the show. I want to have good things to say so that when I talk to them, I can legitimately mean, yes, I liked your show. So here I am talking to three of the cast members, and it's like, so tell us about Happy Town. Like, I can't even...
You're trying to put on a happy face?
Exactly.
Yeah, and the second episode doesn't get any better.
Which is why I didn't watch the third episode.
Yeah, I never even... Yeah, if... For me, yeah, that sort of rule of three... But to get to a third episode, you've got to see something that interests you in the first two to really keep going. And after watching the first episode, I'm actually kind of shocked that I actually watched the second episode. But I wanted to give it at least a little bit of a shot. But it was still just... It was like they took too much And then they sort of even expanded it out with, like, a few more weird characters and stuff in the second episode. And I don't see it, and, well, it didn't premiere well, and I would predict it drops off in its second episode.
Yeah, me too.
And so they may play out their 8 episodes, I think, that they have of it or something like that, just because they have them, and everything else has died this year in that Wednesday time slot.
I interrupt this conversation about Happy Town to let you know that Gerald McCraney is in Undercovers, Ray.
What?
Gerald McCraney is in Undercovers.
I know. I saw
it. I didn't know that. I'm so excited now. He's a dad. Anyway.
Simon and Simon.
Simon and Simon.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, that's really all I have to say about that show, because if I talk about it anymore, I'm going to just die.
Well, you don't want that to happen.
No. Well, not to me. There's people out there. Better be careful. If anybody's been reading Dan's Twitter, Ducky's Twitter all weekend, I'm not really a homicidal maniac. Put that out there. Anyway, that's our show for today, because I need to watch all of Thursday comedies and dramas and SGU, and that's about it. Oh, and The Amazing Race, because I didn't watch last... Well, that's not true. I just fast-forwarded through it, so I know what's happening, but I didn't care that much to really watch it, so whatever. Whatever. That's our show.
You've
Somebody stop me before I keep rambling.
All right. As usual, you can contribute your thoughts to this conversation on our website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Jazz hands.
Yeah.
And on iTunes, you can give us some feedback, or, you know, you can Twitter us. And you can find the Twitter.
Although you should ask first.
Here's a final thing for you musicians out there. Our friend John is hosting, well, not hosting, but he's trying he's trying to cast a show, a web series about musicians, and you should check it out, because I'm not going to remember any of the details right now, but it's cabrera.me/music. Find out all the info. We'll put that on our show notes. You guys can go online and check that out. And if you get cast, I only take 15% as your agent. And with that,
Our music today was provided by iodapromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records.
That's it, you guys.
That is it. I have to go eat because my dinner is ready.
Tell Mona hi.
So hopefully next week we'll have even more to talk about, since there will actually be
sweeps.
Shows back.
It sweeps. Yes.
Yeah. And like, what was the deal with a week without Lost in the final season? That was weird.
So we could have sweeps. We'll talk about that next week after we watch a new Lost. Oh, spoiler alert, or maybe, what was that? That was like, never mind.
What?
Not a spoiler alert, but a preview for next time.
It's a teaser.
Anyway.
It was a teaser for next.
Spoiler alert.
Teaser for episode 69.
What? We're going to spoil who gets to get to the master's round of Top Chef in the middle of our episode.
I gotta go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Okay, we are recording.
All right. Ray, that's your cue.
68?
Yeah.
All righty then, here we go.
All right.
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 68. Sorry.
You're kidding me, right? You're kidding me with this.
No, I felt like I was missing something, so I'll start over. Okay. But I felt like I was like, this doesn't sound like everything I say.
Ray, are you still there? Is that a no?
Actually, I think that might actually be a no.
Well, at least I bet her Spike, her Skype is frozen or something. Ray! Before long. I could fill in with a musical interlude if I could get my Skype to open.
Hello, Ray, are you there?
My Skype is showing me a message which tells me she's trying to type something to me, but I can't get to my Skype. I'm getting there, I promise. What did she say? What did she say? I'm still here, but you can't hear me. I can hear you guys. We can't hear you.
Okay, I'm trying to call her again. Okay, it says it's picked back up, but are you there?
Oh my gosh, Ray. No, she's not responding. I think something's happened to Ray. Somebody get to Ray's house!
Well, that's weird that it shows that it connects.
I hear her!
You hear me?
Did you have your phone on mute?
I did not have it on mute. I had to unplug and replug and restart. I don't know why you couldn't hear me.
I don't either.
As I was saying...
You were saying something?
I was saying something over and over again. First of all...
That's hilarious.
Over and over again, I mean. Initially, I agreed about it being a lot of fun when you were like, okay, like, nobody agreed with you.
So you were off. You were off even longer than you thought.
Anyway.